Welcome, friends, to the show that always ends about 20 minutes after it begins. But this time, it's only about 15. We're in a rush, and you're paying the ultimate price. But don't let that stop you from enjoying it. So sit back, take a couple 10 minutes out of your busy day, and have a good time. Plus, there's a cool song at the end. Peace.
Okay, everybody. This time we're going to take a look at a little independent comic. You guys can see this. And now you guys know me. My name is DJ Slufus. I hope that we've met.
I'm Schoolie G. You might know me from podcasts such as The Comic Bookators.
Oh, you've been on that several times.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Umbrella Man.
Okay, and this is Umbrella Man. Expletive deleted, or whatever they say.
Expletive
deleted. Okay, now, you fellas, I know you guys love zombies, and I'm always out looking for a new zombie comic to bring home to the boys. And this one I found, this is from Rutgard Press, okay? I got this at a small comic shop. I was up in North Jersey recently, up right outside of New York City. And this is called Zombie Hunter Anoria? Zombie Hunter Anoria. Now, you can tell, look, there's a sexy chick on the cover fighting zombies, so that I definitely figured would be right up your alley. Big cans. A little stereotypical.
Hey, but what is it these days?
What is not?
Yeah.
That's so what? A good question. What year was this from?
I think this is pretty recent. Oh, there you go. 2005. So I guess you know. Could have been. You know, it could have been sitting there. This is. I forget the name of the shop I was in, but it's a pretty good shop. They had a lot of more of your independent. Like, I mean, you look at this. It's pretty much. It looks mainstream, but it's not Marvel or DC or something. You know. But what stands out as we flip through this? What are you guys thinking here?
Well, I mean, if you look through the beginning, it's kind of your stock standard, you know, zombie hunter story.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, you can see, like this right here, she's, you know, she's got some kind of device that finds zombies or something.
Yeah, and she has all her equipment together. She's looking for a zombie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the artwork's nice. I like the first two pages, how it kind of gives a backstory of her character and why she became a zombie.
Now,
that's kind of interesting, you know. It shows her father was killed, and
this is apparently
family was killed by zombies.
Apparently, this is Zombie Hunter Anoria Hidden Files. I guess is that part of the title. So I don't know if this was a series before that,
or if it's like a prequel.
To be honest, I don't really give a shit because I read this comic and it was fucking horrible.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm flipping through it right now.
Yeah.
And it's...
Oh, because it has zombies in it, you're going to love it.
Well, I would think that.
Yeah.
I think big tits on a chick, hunting zombies, kicking zombie asses. Oh, sounds good.
Yeah. Kind of like your
Spoilers here. No spoilers.
Okay. Well, I mean, if it's called Zombie Hunter, you know...
I look at that cover, I think she might lose to those zombies.
Well, it doesn't matter, because it sucks.
That's true.
Terrible. Artwork, I don't know. I mean, but...
Doesn't it almost depress you, like, that somebody put this together and sold, and you're like, God, it, not only is it not, like, exciting or thrilling or titillating even, it's not even just bad, it's depressing.
Yeah.
So many people put time and money into this.
Especially because given the potential it could have.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I mean, come on. A bitch fighting zombies.
That sounds great to me.
Okay. Hey, I got a great spin off the old guy fighting zombies theme. How about a bitch fighting zombies?
That sounds great. Does she have big tits?
Yeah, she does.
Perfect.
Okay.
Okay. That sounds great.
But it's not. Yeah,
it's not.
It's like,
I know.
It looks like she's got like a weapon to fight zombies and like a gadget for every kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, you know, she's got like all these like techno gadgets to defeat zombies.
No.
Like, you know, like
here's the only weapon invented you need to defeat zombies. Two things. A fucking club and a torch.
Yeah.
That's all you need.
And a shotgun.
A double bladed axe.
Maybe a shotgun.
Well, that's good for blowing their heads off, you know.
It's true.
Yeah. So you know, Zombie Hunter Anoria, atrocious.
You know what could save this?
What?
Little camel toe.
There is camel. I guarantee you could find a picture with camel toe in there.
Probably.
I guarantee
you.
There's got to be one.
Probably right.
Yeah.
Oh, and is this so? Where is it supposed to be set? Where is it supposed to be?
I don't even know.
It doesn't.
There's
it
some
doesn't,
woods.
Like a, who gives a
it's
shit?
It's a forest. Who fucking knows? It's
who
so indistinct. I think you know what the guy that was doing this. I don't think he knew. I don't think he cared. It's, you know what? He probably had to pay off a debt to this publisher or something.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Or I mean, imagine
not
if this
good.
Is like this dude is like, oh, I'm saved up, you know, I got it published. Zombie Hunter Noria, he got a whole box of the first issue. He's still sitting on that shit.
Probably.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen some shitty.
He's probably trying to boil it and eat it right about now.
Though, you know, Odd God Press might pick it up though. They have some pretty shitty comics.
No,
I think
they
be right at home.
They have one shitty comic and one great
on.
One. Now I'll tell you what, you know, I know a lot of people are gonna be like. Like, fuck you, you know, you're saying this comic sucked, you know. Fuck you, all right? Fuck you for saying fuck you to us.
You know
nip
what?
It in the bud.
Fuck all you.
Yeah, we don't need any more of your email.
You stepping into this shit? I don't think you're stepping.
Once again, though, I noticed you bought, like, five issues of it, and it's, you know, only up to nine or ten.
I bought one. I bought the first issue. Nice try, Umbrella Man. I figured I'd, you know, it's a zombie comic. It's worth investing in.
Investing, like it's going to go up in value.
Investing the time.
Oh, okay.
No, I highly doubt you're going to be able to find a torrent of this one.
Yeah.
You know?
Nah, probably not. You could look around.
Yeah, I mean, you'd be hard-pressed. So, fellas, let's give Zombie, whatever the fuck.
Zombie
Hunter. Zombie Hunter Noria. What rating are we giving it?
Well, you know what? Big titties, zombies, that brings it up to a two.
A two?
Yeah.
Holy shit. Umbrella Man?
I'm giving it a one.
Wow.
A one? I am going to give this the lowest score possible.
Uh-oh.
A two.
That's not the lowest.
What's lower than that?
One.
Well, for him, two
That's
might be the
true.
Lowest.
Yeah.
No, I...
He also has a problem counting sometimes.
Well, he did buy it. I mean, you know, you can't
yeah, like,
completely
like,
lose faith.
Yeah, because if he gave it like a one or a zero and he bought it...
Oh, what? He also has the t-shirt. So, I guess he kind of has to give it at least a two.
All right. Well, anyway, I'm giving Zombie Hunter Noria a zero.
Wow.
Lowest grade possible.
Yeah,
it was horrible. No redeeming qualities. Yeah, the bitch has big titties. It doesn't. It's retarded.
Would you
looking.
Say worse than a Warren Ellis comic?
No, he's worse.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I heard he actually might pick up writing this. You know.
Yeah.
Couldn't be. Well, that's the only way it could get worse.
Yeah.
Well, she did smoke a cigarette in one panel, I think.
Yeah.
So maybe Ellis did write this.
And it just doesn't seem to make any sense. Maybe he's doing it like a, you know, under a alias.
You know what? Actually, I don't want to get into him now, but I broke down. I picked up a bunch of Warren Ellis comics.
You
last
did not.
Week, and I actually really liked them.
No.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
The world is turning topsy-turvy.
Now that's a newsflash.
It's almost unbelievable.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I felt dirty doing it.
It's
but
that, hey, you know.
Okay, well, listen, everybody. That is Zombie Hunter Noria. Don't pick it up. I mean, it's a small press, so pick it up to help the guy out. But, I mean, just send him a dollar.
Can I give a fuck you out?
Yeah.
You know, fuck you to all the people who are hating on Warren Ellis. It's time for a change.
It's getting a little old.
Exactly.
I mean, to be honest with you, we get all these emails, hey, fuck Warren Ellis,
yeah.
Ha-ha.
No, you know what? You know, he's not a bad guy.
Yeah. It's kind of like...
Well...
I think he's misunderstood.
He might. I mean, in all honesty, I mean, I feel a little bad about what we were saying about him.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just become a bit of a catchphrase for people.
Yeah, it's getting
old. It's like, you know, it's like on the Chappelle Show, you know?
Yeah.
I'm rich, bitch.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, you know, we go to the mall or something when we were at the beer
fest. I'm
rich,
James, bitch.
It's like, hey, Sloofus, fuck Warren Ellis. Yeah, all right, that's cool, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, he's done some good stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, he's done some bad stuff. Maybe he pissed us off, but...
But he's a good guy at heart, I think.
Yeah, he's not bad.
He's pretty handsome.
Yeah, he's all right looking.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody. Well, we'll catch up with you.
So long.
Okay, we interrupt our program for a special segment, Toasting with MC Trekkie.
Hey.
Okay, so we each have a nice little degree of Applejack.
Applejack,
little shot. Okay. So, MC Trekkie, who are we toasting to today?
We're going to toast Planetary.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how we feel about all of it, but we're going to toast Planetary, because goddamn, that's a comic.
Okay, man.
Cheers.
Cheers. All right. So that's a little, that's an Applejack toast to Splanetary.
And well worth it.
Well worth it. We'll see you next time.
Cheers.
Okay, everybody, this is the Comic Book Haters. If you listen to our review of, what was it,
Zombie Hunter Honoria.
Zombie Hunter Honoria.
And believed it.
And if you believed it...
Fuck all y'all!
Fuck you, you dumb motherfucker.
You've been had.
Yeah.
Take a look at when it came out.
Exactly.
Yeah, it was our April Fool's episode. You've been hoodwinked. I mean, come on. If you thought we would ever say anything nice about Warren Ellis...
Fucking come on.
Fuck him.
That guy is an ugly, beardy, English piece of shit.
Oh, blikey crikey, I'm down at the pub.
But you know, guys...
Smoke me a fag.
I'm thinking we could actually make this comic, though. It's not a bad premise.
That's true.
Oh, yeah, we made up Zombie Hunter Nori. Did we mention that?
No, we didn't.
Yeah, it doesn't exist.
Yeah. So,
Now, why would we... Umbrella Man, I think you must be smoking crack. Why would we make the worst comic ever?
Well,
I mean, never mind. Warren Ellis has already done that.
Right, but we take a shitty premise and make it good.
Yeah.
Just to show Warren Ellis how it's done.
Okay.
With even a crappy premise like that... We could do it.
Okay, so let's remake.
Hey Warren, here's how you do a comic.
Yeah, here's how it's done, Warren. Sissy. Okay, so if you fell for it, you're fucking retarded.
Yeah, joke's on you, fag.
Suckers. Peace out. We'll see you at St. Patty's Day. Or wait, that already happened.
That happened. Yeah. July 4th.
Edit that out. You
see
drunk.
On. See you on July 4th.
The monarch of motion, the sultan of speed, the wizard of whizzle, yes indeed. Go from here to China in a no time flat. Beat the speed of light and you can't beat that. The
flash, the flash,
meet the mighty flash.
The flash, the flash,
in a fight he'll smash, crash, mash a whole gang of crooks or schnooks. Hey, he'll just clobber any kind of bad guy. Thief or robber, the world's fast. Yeah, man, the Flash,
the unbeatable Flash, the unbeatable Flash.
No one knows Barry Allen is his real name, works with the police, justice is his aim, wears a ring with the Flash's uniform in it when danger threatens.